Delaney. Ah, here we are, another weekend, and a weekend for some that's going to be wet and wild. It's already shaping up to be that way. This time you can blame it on Andrea. Right now, a tropical storm, and there are a lot of high winds, and there are a lot of heavy amounts of rainfalls already starting to happen. This is something to be very, very careful and mindful of if you live in a coastal area where Andrea is making its way, because Andrea's gone through now ultimately what is Florida, parts of Florida, and is heading up toward Maine. It'll probably end up in Maine somewhere, just soaking Florida, steering completely east. And you just don't know. I mean, you know, you look at the weather map, and some places will get 6 inches, and other places get an inch or so. Speaking of not giving an inch, I think that's the biggest problem with this administration. They come in saying they're transparent, and they're anything but transparent, so they must be fuming, absolutely fuming, over all of these phone record collection stories, because I don't believe they wanted it to get out there in the Washington Post and in the Guardian, which is a paper of record in the United Kingdom. I don't think they were thinking that this is what was going to happen. It was going to appear out there. And you know how they feel about leaks. Whatever it takes to find out who leaked it, that's what they'll do. So on Thursday, they defended collecting telephone records of millions of us as part of a counterterrorism effort. So that reignites our fire on the debate over our privacy. Is it fair to do that? Do you think we need to back this when you hear from people in charge, well, this is how we thwart terrorism? Bernie Sanders, an independent from Vermont, someone that we're hoping to have on the show next week, actually, says the United States shouldn't be accumulating phone records on tens of millions of innocent Americans. That's not what democracy is about. That's not what freedom is about. That's Sanders saying that. While Republican Mike Rogers from Michigan, the chairman of the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee, says, look, the program didn't abuse civil liberties. It's stopping significant terrorist attacks within the United States. But then, of course, we don't have the details on the attack. Senator Dianne Feinstein said it's called Protecting America. Wow. She's a very liberal California Democrat, and she heads the Senate Intelligence Committee. So this is not new, though. This program's been going on for 7 years. For 7 years. They're not happy about this at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Somebody I talked to, who was the secretary of a secretary, said it was like someone blew the roof off of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue coming from the West Wing. Now, here's what we know. Here's what we know. That the information, like the telephone number, the length of the call, not the identity or listening to the actual calls is what their, that's their defense. Well, you know, it's not, it wasn't about that. The order actually requires Verizon to turn over the National Security Agency's metadata, is what they call it. So it's a list of numbers that are called other than U.S. or international numbers as well, and other information on the time and location of the calls. The NSA is the main, of course, gathering agency of all of ours, with the monitoring, electronic communications, doing all of this kind of stuff. So The Guardian, I think, broke the story first and said the information, you know, talked about this information and that it was all about counterterrorism, and it allows the people who are in this division to discover whether known or suspected terrorists have been in contact with other people who may be engaging in terrorist activities, particularly people located inside the United States. So you think of Tamerlan's Tsarnaev and how we all screamed and were furious over the fact that how do they miss this? The Russians said, look at this guy. He's been in these terror camps. They said it twice and nothing happened. And then we have the Boston Marathon bombing. So if they had been able to track what was happening with him, would they have been able to uncover what ultimately was going to happen? I'd say that's a long shot the way they were handling it anyway. Verizon's not saying anything, and it's kind of murky as to whether this is extended to other carriers, but sorry, you got to assume. Absolutely, yes. I tried AT&T. They had nothing to say about it. And then think of everybody else out there. Who do we have? Some of you have T-Mobile, Sprint. I'm assuming it's not just Verizon. Come on, it's got to be others as well. So if you're wondering if your number has popped up somewhere and someone's gone through the number, I would have to say most likely 85% of us have somewhere, somehow, been vetted through whatever their little funnel is. It's just a matter of numbers and running the numbers. So how does that make you feel when you think of records, domestic and whatnot, that are just, you know, going, you have people analyzing it? Is this just too much now? Since 2001, the Patriot Act has really made liberties bend in half at times so that they can get information, business records, gather whatever they want to call intelligence. But are we doing this the right way, or is this too far over the top? I mean, the real question is, you think of the phone, all this phone data of tens of millions of us, is it really, really helping any kind of a terrorism investigation? Is it really relevant for any kind of an investigation, or is it just flat out an overreach by, you know, the National Security Agency and a way to just rubber stamp what's going on? Is it too far over the top? So the American Civil Liberties Union, of course they'd be in the middle of this, are calling on Congress to investigate the scope of the effort. They say it's alarming and unconstitutional, and I would say it's alarming. I would say it's alarming, and I would say it's troublesome in the sense that how many people have been put under the surveillance by government agents that we're wasting money. Are we dumping money in the wrong direction? There's smart intelligence gathering, and then there's stupid intelligence gathering. So is this really the best use of resources? What is it costing us? I want to know what the cost is to do all this, and what is it costing us as far as our civil liberties? And the answer is, if they're digging, and you're constantly hitting up the same people that you know to be innocent, it's a waste of time. Because are you really going to land the big fish? Are you going to land any fish that's going to put you in the direction of where you want to be? The IRS scandal, Newt Gingrich says that it's the largest ever, is what he's calling it. He's got a love, because he was involved in scandals himself when he was the Speaker of the House. He's got to love the fact now that he's a mouthpiece and so many people go to him for comments. So how big and how broad will this ultimately get? We're talking about it next. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There were legitimate reasons for holding the meeting. Many of the expenses associated with it were inappropriate and should not have occurred. The 2010 manager meeting held by the Small Business Self-Employed Division in Anaheim, which was described in the recent Inspector General's report, is an unfortunate vestige from a prior era. I am reviewing the full range of IRS operations, processes, and practices to focus on how we deliver our mission today and how we can make improvements in the future.
All right, that was Danny Werfel, IRS commish, and now he's been in the saddle over 2 weeks. I like this guy because I think he's not going to take any guff. I really, honestly, he cracks down on what's happening there, and somebody has to, right, for goodness sake, because we hear, and it was really the gift that kept giving this week, let's face it. We kept hearing about these crazy parties and what money was spent on. And you're just, you know, they're always jaw-dropping. And it just infuriates you because you think, it's too bad I don't work for the IRS. And I could have been at that party. Really? I could have stayed in a $3,500 a night suite. Which, how can they not think when they work for the government that anyone's is not going to think that that's troubling and absolutely outrageous? So, of course, it's outrageous. And the IRS has lost a lot of credibility because they have ripped us off. They have ripped you off. They have ripped me off. And I'll say this and I'll say it again. Who are the people often that worry about the IRS? It's the people who don't make any money because they're so fearful of the IRS auditing them. And how often does the IRS go to collect on the little guy who has barely 2 cents to rub together? Because they don't have a great tax attorney that can teach them every single loophole. So now here the IRS getting grilled really in one way. Maybe we're all sadistic. We kind of like it. But we don't like the fact that our money was being blown. So the IRS gets summoned to another hearing, a House oversight hearing, to explain how they went through $50 million on the conferences. $50 million in 2 years. We know this by now by heart. The $4 million on the California conference was crazy. It was so self-indulgent, just complete nonsense. And there's no good answers for this. We're not hearing any good answers. No good answers for the targeting of Tea Party people when it came to the 501c3s, the tax-exempt status stuff. over 500 different groups just slammed to the ground, waiting forever for a day that never came for most of them. And now this ridiculous nonsense and spending $50,000 on training videos that my 11-year-old nephew could have put together in a much better and clever way. So, and why do they need it? But it's easy to slam them. It's easy to look at the trips and the gifts and the trinkets and the, all this other kind of stuff and just slam them to the ground without a doubt. You had Ferris Fink, the head of the IRS division that staged the conference and was the deputy in 2010 when he actually went apologizing for the expenses. Well, thank you, Mr. Fink, for apologizing. In fact, he said the conference was held to help train agency managers, but acknowledged that it was not the best use of taxpayer dollars. And to add insult to injury, he's the guy who played Spock in a cheesy Star Trek video that IRS employees filmed for the conference. So he's the, one of the guys. He stayed in a room that cost almost $1,500 a night. A total of 132, in fact, IRS folks got room upgrades at the conference. The tax agency paid a flat daily fee of $135 for a hotel room, but the upgrades were part of a package deal that added to the overall conference. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Who are the first ones to go? And, you know, even the commissioner of the division, a guy named Chris Wagner, he stayed in the presidential suite, $3,500. That's one that really sticks in my craw. He became the chief of the IRS Office of Appeals, of course, in 2011. And then everybody retires. He retired this year because they knew. How many people have retired from the IRS? Four. Oops, we retired. We retired, except for Lois Lerner, who was in charge of the 501c3s, right? No, she's not retiring. She is on paid administrative leave. Now, this cat, Danny Werfel, who you just heard, he wanted to put her out. He wanted to accept her resignation, but she wouldn't give it. She wouldn't give it. She has to go. And here's one thing Werfel says over and over again, no matter what committee, what congressperson, what senator he's testifying in front of, because really his first 2 weeks have been about testifying and investigating. I love that he says when he came to the IRS, part of his job was to hold people accountable because of this inappropriate behavior involved in these situations, and we need some immediate action. So I like that. I think he's going to do that. Whether he ruffles some people or not, it doesn't matter. I don't believe that he's concerned about that. So it'll be cleaned up, but unfortunately, wouldn't it have been great if this had happened before instead of costing us all of this money? Because this is money that could have been put to much better use, and we all know it. And so instead, it's money that is completely thrown down the rabbit hole. I want to update you on a story in Philadelphia, my hometown. And quickly, I'll say this. A 60-year-old woman was, crews pulled her out 12 hours after the building collapsed. Isn't that an amazing story? So that's why the rescue crews really try to stick on sites for as long as they can before they say, oh, no, this isn't a rescue, you know, mission anymore. And bravo, because they were able to pull her out. So if they had just abandoned that, that wouldn't have happened. And that's one of the lone good stories in this. It's crazy what happened. I can't tell you how many times I walked by this building on Market Street so many times in my life and can clearly remember seeing it. So it was a four-story building being demolished in the downtown area that, you know, collapsed, killed six people. And Myra Plemkin was awake and talking to rescuers, and they put her in the ambulance, took her to a hospital, and she's in critical condition, and let's hope she pulls through. So they had a pile. They were pretty active on the pile. 14 people were removed from the tons of debris. The mayor of that city, a guy named Michael Nutter, had a press conference and said about 25% of the site was still being searched. He said that this was earlier in the day on Thursday. He said a large crane is there. That's where they have to be careful because they don't want to start digging on the pile and unfortunately have somebody there that's alive, and they get too close. So 13 people were hospitalized in trauma centers, and minor injuries, some had more serious injuries, were listed in stable condition. And the collapse was a Salvation Army corner-like thrift store and a four-story building with a sandwich shop on the first floor. So it just came tumbling down, and they're talking about the construction company. And the records are saying that the construction company was charged in 2005 with dealing crack. The guy who runs it was charged with dealing crack cocaine near a playground, but then the charges were dismissed. Well, that gives you great confidence, doesn't you? The guy's name is Griffin Campbell, and he filed for bankruptcy protection twice since 2010. The first was dismissed because he didn't follow through on a repayment plan, and the second was filed in March. So anybody who wants to go after him, you know, the whole liability thing and whatnot, good luck with that one. So the city issued a demolition permit for the four-story building on February 1st. And they don't, you know, so they don't know what caused that to come down. They're assuming, obviously, the decay on the building, the collapse, was part of that whole decay and stuff. And the fact that they're, you know, that's what made it ultimately come down. The demolitions expert, we're talking about precautions that should have been taken to protect the Salvation Army store because it was open, for goodness sake. It's open. And, you know, why, if there's a demolition that's being done with a machine or hand or whatever, why would you, now, why would it be there on the scene? Why would they be doing that while they have people in these other buildings? It makes no sense because you get that vibration from the claw. So records show that the collapsed building was sold for almost $400,000, and they were trying to redevelop that whole block into retail stores and apartments. But good luck with that now, because they're going to have to probably boot those plans. And it's really the people you feel sorry for, that here we go again. It's somebody, they have these permits. How do they get the permits? Did they not check underneath the hood? Did they not figure out what was happening there when they started to use the equipment? It's probably that. It's probably the vibration that it created. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. see the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With me, Kate Delaney. Hey, coming up, we have another version of We Can Count. Going to tell you about the $332 million in federal worker bonuses and a couple of other things. So, and remember, you can always throw in on this show. Let me give you the numbers if you want to give us your 2 cents. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Of course, we've been talking about a lot of different things, the NSA and the IRS, and, you know, now there are several three dreaded letters. Anyway, let's go to numbers we can count. In federal wages, including $332 million in 2012 bonuses, was out there. Yes, the database shows individual payroll records for 2012, so that got the bonuses. About 3 out of 4 government workers. That's nice. Got the bonuses. And I guarantee the big bonus, well, we know that the big bonuses would go to the people bigger up in this giant Ponzi scheme like the IRS. So they say about 73% of government workers, excluding Department of Defense, CIA, FBI, Congress, the White House, and some security agents, all got the bonuses, and the bonus information was out there. So how about that? You can even search it on dataUniverse.com. It's the Asbury Park Press public records site, and that's nice. You want to see who got a bonus? You want to get infuriated? Here's where you can look it up. So I'm just going to give you a couple of quick hits. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, that would be FEMA, dished out $10.9 million in bonuses, yep, and some other awards in 2012. That's up from $1.3 million the year before. So the bonus spike is interesting because they ran out of money, remember, in 2011. So it could be they were making it up. We may give them a break on that one. Then you had, well, I like when they name individual people, the highest paid doctor with the Veterans Health Administration made, I'm serious about this, made, you ready? $398,322. Do you know that's just $1,600 less than the President of the United States? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So the doctor we're talking about is Stephen Friedman, and he is with the Indian Health Services in New Mexico. He got an award of $66,000 on top of his $290,000 a year salary. So that makes him one of the highest paid federal employees in the nation. What is he, as a doctor at the VA, what's he doing at the VA that he's getting paid that kind of dough? Oh, I'm sure he never thought that his number would pop out, that would be discovered on a website somewhere. A group of 165 immigrants were kidnapped and held for 2 to 3 weeks, they say, in northern Mexico. Were finally freed by Mexican troops. They were rescued, in other words. Mostly people from Central America. There were kids, pregnant women who were kidnapped by a gunman. See, this is the part you don't always hear about, how scary it is for the people who trust these coyotes and try to go over the U.S. border. So they were primarily from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. They wanted to get into the United States, away from where they were. And they were captured in batches near the border and held in a house. Wow. So it's lucky that they were freed. Sometimes this doesn't end up so great. It's a criminal gang. And now even seemingly the most innocent people will be kidnapped for money. Money, or else then they're killed. In 2010, Mexican Marines found 72 bodies in a ranch near the border in this Tamaulipas state, or Tamaulipas state, and they thought to be the remains of migrant workers then. It was the biggest single discovery during this bloody war that's killed about 75,000 people since 2006. Mexican cartels, we know this, have moved into human smuggling in the last couple of years. That's why I think Mexico isn't really that safe for a lot of people. If you go to the State Department website, they pretty much tell you that. Now, you could say, well, I go to Cancun, or I'm in Cozumel, or you know, some other place, and that's unlikely. Don't be so sure. It depends on where you are, what time you're there, and whether or not you're with a whole bunch of people, and that kind of stuff probably plays into it, too. I'd be worried. I'd be a little bit worried. I used to go to Mexico all the time, and I have no interest of going there right now. I think part of that is because of the stuff that I'm seeing. It just does, it doesn't, I just don't see how you relax and not worry about what, not looking over your shoulder and what could possibly happen. All right, for all the hoopla over how crappy dodgeball is, hey, I played it as a kid. I'm sure Joey Ficarra and some others nailed me. How about, I read a story today that was interesting, and I'm throwing it into We Can Count, about the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. He played dodgeball, and he's apparently a dodgeball king. He in this dodgeball league, he is the most valuable player, they say. So it's a team-building activity that they do. They do a dodgeball tournament, and more football teams, NFL teams, are adopting things like that. So it's one of the things they do in their mini practice. It would be fun to see all these grown guys running around trying to smash each other with the dodgeball. Last year, the coach, Mike McCarthy, took his players skeet shooting. So they had consecutive days of rain in Green Bay this week. They had to do something indoors. They decided on dodgeball and, trying to figure out something that they could do where they could trash talk each other and just relax. All told, about 45 people participated in it. There's your number. I don't know. It sounds like a lot of fun. What would you rather do? Paintball, bowling, home run derby, or dodgeball? Maybe paintball. I like paintball, so I might have to go with that. You might disagree. All right, this is We Can Count. If you just tuned in, this is where we hit up some of the numbers on some of the more interesting stories that I've uncovered on the day. Not always serious stories, sometimes just kind of interesting stories. We talked about payroll, and we talked about federal worker bonuses, and we talked about zigzagged in a couple different directions, including the last story. So how about Putin and his wife divorcing? Putin, to me, seems like a loner guy anyway, because he poses constantly and, with his shirt off on a horse. He's fishing. He looks like he's trying to be Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator. But Vladimir Putin and his wife, Ludmila, have ended speculation about their marriage. They've been together for 30 years. How about that? What a split. So the 60-year-old Russian president has been dogged for years about affairs and all this other things, other women around him and that kind of stuff, but they never had any hard evidence. Of course, in a place like Russia, are they going to write a bunch of salacious stuff about the president? And they went to a ballet together, and then they decided that they would tell the media that they were having a civilized breakup and they were going to get a divorce. So if she's living away from the Kremlin on a state-owned retreat on the border in Estonia, what will she do next? Where do you live in Russia when you divorce someone like Putin? Where are you going to live, and how are you going to maintain, I guess, the kind of lifestyle that you would have gotten by being with Vladimir Putin? Because 30 years certainly is a long time. Well, that'd be interesting to see what happens to somebody like her. I got to think they just would take care of her the way things are there. As much as they probably would balk at it, I bet you they would do it, because she's somebody that was like almost not royalty, but she's someone who's always on the arm of the president. You saw her, almost everywhere. All right, our biggest, baddest story of them all, the NASA, not NASA, the NSA. I do like NASA. The NSA FBI mining data from 9 internet companies. Do you think that your information was mined? I'm going to bet it's a pretty good guess that mine was and yours was too. So a lot of people are talking about this, and for good reason. What was the intent? Should we allow it? The internet giants were talking about Microsoft, Yahoo, Google, Facebook, AOL, Skype, YouTube, Apple, and PalTalk, too, by the way. So how about that? I know for sure, because we certainly have a connection to PalTalk, I know for sure that they have my information. And you wonder, okay, so what are they doing with it? And what are they grouping it as? There is a section that allows them supposedly to do that, the government. It's Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Get ready for more of this. Hang with us.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardener.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Been no intention to do anything of that nature, that is to spy on members of Congress, to spy on members of the Supreme Court. Without getting into anything specific, I will say this, that with regard to that, if members of Congress have been fully briefed as these issues, matters have been underway.
All right, issues, matters, you know, whatever you want to stick in there, Eric Holder, the Attorney General. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for listening to us. Remember, you have a stake in this show. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right. Throw in 855-266-5283. When is enough enough? Where do we draw the line? And listen, I am for backing up the CIA and backing up the intelligence guys when we should and when we can, because they certainly need to have access to information to do what some of them do well and others not so well. But there are some great minds that hang in despite all the BS, and they have thwarted attacks. And we know that from a Pentagon source. I can tell you there are way more things happening that would even you could even fathom. He says that we could even really process or want to know about. So Eric Holder on the National Security Administration's phone records and saying that, listen, the folks on the Hill knew this. This has been going on for a while. They were brief, so forget the shock and awe. They knew this. And because of the program that's out there, the servers of the nine leading internet companies I mentioned, it allows them to extract audio, video, photographs, emails, documents, to track people, all of that. One of the ones named, Pal Talk, is one we're on. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, in the first 2 hours, you can see me in the window because we're doing some webcasting through Pal Talk. I am certain anyway that I would have been sifted through. through, and maybe some of you have been in a different way through a Google, a Yahoo, a Skype, or any of that kind of stuff. So they're relying on something when they do this called PRISM. It gets the raw material, and it's now as part of 1 in 7 intelligence reports. That's what they do it for. So disclosing this whole internet collection program comes right back on the heels of a report that was in The Guardian that the NSA was collecting phone records from Verizon in a phone surveillance program. So we have this deal with the internet companies that they're getting information from, and then Verizon on top of it. It's been going on since 2007. But the question is it fair or foul? I think legally they're covered. I don't know legally how you have much of a leg to stand on. It doesn't allow for targeting a U.S. citizen or somebody in the United States, but for other things it does, the information collecting. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, says that the unauthorized disclosure of a top-secret court document threatens us, and it does not allow us to respond to the threats that we are facing, and that our highest priority is to work within the law to collect and analyze and understand information related to potential threats, and that's what that's about. All the firms that I mentioned were pretty quick to deny that they helped the NSA, and then even said they weren't familiar with PRISM. What did PRISM mean? Apple mentioned that, of like, okay, but we have no idea what it means. So we go back to the same question with Eric Holder and what he says, fully brief, no intention, blah, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. We go back to the original question ending last week and starting the beginning of this week. Should Eric Holder resign? He is fully intent on serving his entire time out with the president, the rest of the president's term. So it's unlikely that that happens. But we have the IRS, we have the Benghazi scandal, we have the AP scandal, we have the Fox News deal. I mean, we've talked about the Fox News, but I would throw that in there. So people are doing lots of polls to get a pulse and try to figure out if people are backing Holder or not. You know, did he try to cover up what was happening in Benghazi? And, you know, did they know about the IRS targeting of the conservative groups? Well, obviously, I would have to think they knew about them. It'd be pretty easy to find out because there had to be frustrated people. And do we know how truthful they're being? That's a big question. How truthful are they being about Benghazi and the IRS and the AP and, you know, you name it, the flavor of the moment? The flavor of the moment, and it can't be, to me, there is a rat somewhere on this ship, and we need to flush out the rap of the rat, let's put it that way, for sure, we have to do that. So far, that has not happened, but there has to be a way to get there, to get from here to there, I would think it has to happen. And probably the House Majority Whip, Kevin McCarthy, had it right when he said the IRS has a culture problem. A culture program. A program. Problem. That's when you switch from loaded coffee to unleaded coffee. I think he's right. I think the House Majority Whip is right about that. You know, they're just blind to what's going on. They have a $4 million party, just party their guts out, and then they do other things that are, crazy. So they're not, I think they're not even realizing that they're overreaching. They do now, but I don't think they thought that at the time. You know, when it was going on, nobody came forward, and not one person, you know, in the IRS stood up and said, you know what, this really isn't right. And they're saying that other agencies in reporting have done that. But the IRS doesn't do that. So it's very odd. It's very, very odd compared to some of the other agencies who, especially now, would jump up and say, we cannot do that. We cannot do that. Everybody knows what's happening here, and we can't afford to be lame about how we're handling it. And this is the problem. I mean, they have to be, some of these Congress people and senators have to be exhausted, totally beleaguered, totally belly up from the same testimony, some of the same faces, all the things that they've been going over again and again and again and again. All right, this was the shocker of the day for me. If I were to take any of the headlines from any of the papers, the New York Times saying the Obama administration has lost all credibility is huge. And they've done this a couple times in the last 7 months or so. They blast Obama for surveillance practices, saying that the White House is just, nobody trusts them. Nobody trusts them. And hammered it hard. And then the Times came back and changed the wording of the editorial to say the administration has lost all credibility on the issue. So they softened the blow. That was pretty obvious to pick that out. They softened the blow big time. The Guardian in London talked about the Verizon deal, and they were pretty square on with this one. There's got to be a good source on it. They're saying that the number two telecommunications company in the United States had to hand over information on all calls in its system, both within the United States and between the U.S. and other countries. Verizon, of course, is in New York, so they have to provide the data on an ongoing daily basis through July 19th. And that's numbers for both people, really, both parties, location, date, all that kind of stuff. And the duration of the calls, which makes sense if they're tracking someone, that's what they're trying to figure out. Microsoft and Google and Yahoo and all of that, PalTalk, and what they're getting, emails and chats and videos and photos and file transfers and video conferencing and all that exciting, sexy stuff. You think they're going to find anything tracking down all those people on all those different platforms? I'm going to say no way.
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.